Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Life goes on day after day.
That's Jerry and the Pacemakers bringing us back. Jerry with the G, if you're looking that up. And that's Ferry Across the Mersey, one of the greats from the 1960s. I'm Jim Blasingame, 17 till, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And remember, I'm in the middle of a two-part series on what it takes to be the CEO of your small business. The first article was published this weekend in my syndication, but also in my newsletter. You can get it in my newsletter. And the next column will be next week on the wrapping up information about being the CEO of your small business. If you subscribe this week, you'll get the first column, you'll get this week's newsletter, and then you'll be ready to go for next week. So check that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. On the homepage, on the right side, just click on newsletter and give us your email, and we'll go from there. Walter Kieschel is our guest, our longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of The Lords of Strategy. He's been teaching us more about strategy more and more over the last several years. Walter, thanks again for hanging out with us. In the previous segment, you were making the connection between innovation and strategy. And one of the things I wanted to ask you to, we kind of touched on it, but I want to make sure we land on this a little bit, Walter. If I'm asking my small business audience, small business owners, to take time and resources to be the CEO, I want them to go armed with as much as they need. I want them to go to that time, to that whatever, however they're setting aside. I want them to go there with the right perspective and information that they need. And I also want them to bring back something that's useful. So when it comes to innovation, what are you saying? Are you saying they should go and find out what their people think about innovation first and take that with them, or they should bring back with them where the company needs to go and use that as a framework for an innovation discussion with their people?
I think that you, rather than having just a discussion with your people about what they think innovation is before you go off, you begin with the three C's of any basic strategy. You know yourself what your costs are. Mm-hmm. Think about who your competitors are. You think about who you're, most importantly, as you know, who your customers are,
right,
what they're looking for. So you've got probably that framework in mind. Then, if you're going off for that important CEO strategy retreat or thought session, you check in with your employees to hear from them what they think is the latest on each of those fronts. Are there new competitors that are emerging out there? What are we hearing from our customers? Anything new about what they want? How are our costs looking better or worse than our competitors at this point? You go off, again, probably with some people who you can bounce ideas off with, and then you think about how are you going to systematically change and improve your business. That's innovation. How can you build on what you have already? But also, if you need to add new lines of business, how can you start getting those? And then you go back after that session, armed with your thoughts on that, and you try those off. You pressure test them with the folks in your organization, see what they think, see whether they're realistic. Remember that these are the folks who, by and large, are probably going to have to carry out these ideas and make them real in the world.
So what we're saying then is it's not either or, it's both and.
Exactly right, Jim.
Yeah. So folks, when we're talking, in terms of innovation, which really should be on your mind all the time, the world is moving really fast. Disruptors are coming at us from so many directions. Disruptors, not even just from our own industry, but outside our industry. That's been one of the shocking things. But things are coming at us so fast. We have to keep innovation in our minds all the time. And so, what I think Walter's saying is talk to your people, get some foundation from them, because they're out there with their ear to the ground, the rubber meets the road, so to speak, and get their perspective so you make sure you're not reporting inside your head, you're not just in the ivory tower there, And then take that information, the reality, take that with you to your strategic thinking time. And then overlay that on where you're going, Walter. Is that right? Well, overlay that
exactly right, Jim.
With where you think you're going, and then come back and say, okay, guys, what you told me helped me. I looked at the long-term strategy, and this is what I think we need to do with what you told me. Or this is what I've learned. Help me make this happen for our long-term strategy. Meaning, as you said, we're not going to change industries, but we might change products.
Exactly right. And develop some new products, and we might get some old products.
Yeah.
And important in those conversations is that you listen to your, you know, listen to your 22-year-old, listen to your youngest person in the organization,
mm-hmm.
listen to the oldest person in the organization, listen to the most eccentric person in the organization who seems to always have squirrely ideas, and take all of those in and incorporate them into what you're hearing and try to put them into a coherent picture of how the world is changing, because it is changing, that's for sure.
Well, this is the thing that's really frightening right now, Walter, to a lot of people. There was a time when, not that long ago, when you could see your disruptors were coming from within the industry,
right.
from your competitors,
right.
primarily. But now you got disruptors coming from people from platforms, from industries, from companies that didn't exist 3 years ago.
Exactly. And who would have, I mean, the classic example, if you're sitting there at Encyclopedia Britannica, you're selling gazillions of sets of encyclopedias every year for a high margin, and
right.
and who would have thought that your competition and the people that would disrupt your business and ruin it would be software companies, would be Microsoft, along with
right.
an encyclopedia called Encarta.
If you want to see what that looks like, folks, go to Chicago and look at what used to be called Printer's Row and what used to be the largest post office in the world that's empty now because they're not shipping catalogs anymore. Hold on to that thought. Right back with Walter Kieschel.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.